Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst, and as always we'll be taking you through the upcoming trading days and all that's scheduled on the macroeconomic calendar that could move markets, and even have a little look and see if we can see some of the stuff that's not scheduled, and there's plenty coming in the days ahead. However, always have to have a quick look in the rearview mirror because it was a busy week last week. We had stock markets and, incidentally, gold hitting fresh all-time highs, although both all slipped towards the end of the week. But we did have a positive day on Wall Street on Friday after core PCE data came in largely on expectations, and that's pushed those Fed rate cut expectations for next month up to about 88%. So interesting to see where we go this week because we've got key jobs numbers. So we've got the inflation data last week, jobs numbers coming this week, and we could see some big moves in markets. So without any further ado, I'll run through our day-by-day look at what's scheduled and some of what's not scheduled. So I think over the weekend, one of the things that does seem to be hitting the, and it is escalating, hitting the headlines, increased, and I know they've been fighting anyway, but increased drone attacks in particular between Ukraine and Russia. We've seen oil push higher again. Oil's on a couple of month highs, I think. Gold pushed back up in trading as well. Keep an eye on that. We're probably going to hear from the US. We're going to hear from the White Office on that. If that continues to escalate, we could see further geopolitical tensions hitting markets across the globe. So that's something we're keeping an eye out. Any updates from either side there could move markets strongly as well. On the calendar, Monday is relatively quiet, but we do have plenty of central bankers back on their soapboxes. We got loads from them last week and a lot of Fed members speaking, MPC members speaking, German Bube President Joachim Nabel speaking as well. I'm personally thinking that we're probably not going to get the impact that we got last week, especially from Fed speakers, because we pretty much heard from everyone and the latter speeches are not really giving us any further impact. So it's only really the major players that will move markets. But Monday, there's plenty of them speaking. Fed members, Musilem, Williams, Bostic, Hammock and Waller are speaking. We also hear, as I mentioned, Bube President Joachim Nabel and MPC member Ramsden's also speaking. So expect some moves on the back of anything controversial from those guys. Data-wise, nothing in the Asian session. The Spanish flash CPI number, that's expected to come in higher, actually, at 3.1%. Keep an eye on that early in the Euro session. And pending home sales data out of the US. But probably the quietest trading day of the week tomorrow on Monday for markets. Things do pick up very quickly on Tuesday. Big Asian session on Tuesday. We've got key Chinese data out. Manufacturing PMI, that's expected to come in at 49.6. Non-manufacturing PMI at 50.3. Expect movements, especially in the local markets, but that will transfer across to all of those Far East markets if we do get big hits away from those expectations. Then focus shifts south to Australia. We've got the big cash rate call from the RBA. We are firmly expecting them to hold in at 3.6%. Still very concerned with inflation down here in the Antipodes. But what we get from the corresponding statement and press conference could see some big moves in the Aussie, which has really struggled to rally in the last few days and sessions. Into the European session on Tuesday, we've got German prelim CPI data. That's the stuff that comes out across all the different states. So it comes out across the whole day, expected to, on average, have a 0.1% increase. So keep an eye on that. Could see some moves in the euro. Plenty of speakers again on Tuesday. MPC member Lombardi speaking. We do hear from ECB President Christine Lagarde. Into the US session, the first jobs numbers of the week. And this is obviously very important, massive focus for the Fed. Jolts, job openings, they were lower last time. They're expected to come in at 7.15 million. CB consumer confidence is out at the same time, 95.3 expected there. But I would think the jolts number will be what we're really focusing on. Again, Fed member Goolsbee speaking, MPC member Breeden, and Joachim Nagel speaking as well. So plenty of central bank chatter coming over the next few days. On to Wednesday, relatively quiet in the Asian session. Chinese markets are on holiday. I think they're on holiday for the rest of the week. That will have an effect on liquidity. The European session sees more inflation data this time. The EU core CPI flash estimate and the CPI flash estimate. The core CPI expected to come in at 2.3% increase. The CPI 2.2%. Keep an eye on that. Could see more moves in euro. Plenty of opportunity there. Into the US session, more jobs data. The ADP non-farm employment change expected to come in a lowly 53,000. So keep a check on that. Could see more pressure on the dollar if we don't see a rally in those numbers. Like we did get some strong numbers last week. Staying in the US, ISM manufacturing PMI data out, 49.1 expected there, and ISM manufacturing prices, 64.5 expected there. That's then followed by the usual weekly crude oil inventory data as well, which has been moving markets. It did come in a lot lower than expected last week, I believe. On to Thursday, again, Chinese markets closed, not too much out on the calendar in the Asian session. Big Swiss focus on the London Open. Swiss CPI data out month on month expected to show a 0.2% decrease. Still pressure on the Swiss National Bank. They did hold last week, but expect moves in the franc if we do get a print off of expectation there. Into the US session, unemployment claims, the weekly unemployment claims due 229,000 expected there. Thinking due to what we've got coming out on Friday, we're probably not going to see too much of a move. You might even see markets calming down all the way from that US session, looking ahead to the non-farms on Friday. We do hear from Fed member Logan again. Canada's governing council member Mendes is also speaking. So plenty of opportunities for movement still, but expect Friday to be the dominant day for the week. It is non-farms Friday. Early on in the day, though, in the Asian session, we do hear from Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda. It's going to have a big focus on that because we've got that prime minister election for the LNP party who's going to be running the country. So his view, the Bank of Japan governor's view on who gets in, could see a bit of movement in the yen then, but particularly traders will be focusing on his forecast for what each leader may mean, if it may mean for the yen and for policy from government. So it could be interesting to see what he's got to say, and it may be something that we take into consideration next weekend. Following that, we do hear from ECB President Christine Lagarde again, but the big data comes out early in the New York session. It's non-farm, so non-farm employment change, that's expected to come in, once again, a lowly 51,000, really. Unemployment rate staying steady at 4.3%. Average hourly earnings, it's broken record, plus 0.3%. Obviously, massive focus on this. We've heard from the Fed. We've heard what their views on inflation and jobs numbers. It has been these descending jobs numbers over the last few weeks that got us the rate cut last time out. And those expectations very high for October, and still relatively high for December as well. This number could go for a long way to either locking it in or pulling back on what we're thinking. ISM services PMI number is also due out. Expect that to be dominated by non-farms. That's expected to come in at 52. As a side note, we do hear from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey. He's speaking, I think he's in Amsterdam, so could see some moves. It comes out about an hour after the non-farms, but could see some moves in sterling and sterling crosses. That takes us into the weekend. And as I said, keep an eye. Yen traders will be keeping a very close eye and expect updates out of Japan on what's going on in that leadership race to see fluctuations and volatility in the yen as we move through the week as well. So good luck trading out there. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. And thanks very much for tuning in. Cheers.